With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Venezuela's captured president and first lady have entered pleas of not guilty amid courthouse demonstrations in New York.
Security was as tight as it has ever been outside the Manhattan Federal Courthouse, where captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Cecilia Flores were arraigned on narco-terrorism charges Monday, both pleading not guilty.
That is Julie Walker reporting. President Trump is vowing to revitalize oil production in Venezuela. It's been a decline since it was nationalized by Hugo Chavez back in the early 2000s. The president notes that in recent years, Venezuelan production has slowed to a trickle of its former capacity.
The country is a mess. It's been horribly run. The oil is just flowing at a very low level, much lower than, even if it was badly run, it should have. More income, more oil.
President Trump says the solution is a return of the major U.S. oil companies who were essentially kicked out of the country by Hugo Chavez. And Venezuela does enjoy the world's largest proven reserves of crude oil, more than 300 billion barrels said to be in the ground. That's more than both Saudi Arabia and Iran. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is ending his bid for a third term as governor. It was just last month that Walz blamed massive entitlement fraud in his state on fraudsters who exploited the state's liberal policies.
We are a state that chooses not to let people go hungry or homeless or uneducated. However, that generosity has been taken advantage of by an organized group of fraudsters and criminals. And so long-standing high standards of integrity of public funds go hand in hand with a culture of generosity.
In a statement today, Walz said he simply didn't have the energy to deal with the fraud issue and also run a campaign. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, near the close, up by about 700 points. This is SRN News. Abortion was the leading cause of death on Earth last year.
Worldometer has tallied up all the numbers for 2025, and it finds there were about 73 million abortions around the globe. 67 million people died of all other causes combined. That means over half of the annual deaths in the world being caused by abortion, a procedure that is entirely voluntary in the vast majority of cases. And the abortion total might be even higher given the lack of accurate information on the usage of increasingly popular abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Indonesia, that is the largest Muslim-majority country in the world, has a new penal code in effect. It replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years. It also marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code now, sex outside of marriage is punishable by up to 1 year in prison. This is SRN News. A former Super Bowl champion joins a list of coaches fired on the NFL's Black Monday.
The Las Vegas Raiders have fired coach Pete Carroll after just 1 year. Carroll had high hopes, but the Raiders finished 3-14, including a 10-game losing streak. Owner Mark Davis and minority owner Tom Brady will work with general manager John Spytek to find a new coach. Elsewhere, the 5-12 Browns fired two-time AP NFL Coach of the Year Kevin Stefanski after 6 seasons. The 3-14 Cardinals fired coach Jonathan Gannon following a dismal third season. On Sunday, the 8-9 Falcons moved on from coach Raheem Morris after 2 seasons. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Men's college basketball, Arizona held on to the number one spot in the AP Top 25 poll by a single point over Michigan. It marks one of the closest races in the poll's 78-year history. Nebraska's in the top 10 for the first time since 1966. More at SRNNews.com.